Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ who has come, who is here, and who is coming again. Amen. The prophet Joel in our lesson for today gives us a phrase that we often sing just before our gospel lessons during the season of Lent. Quoting exactly the prophet Joel, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and abounding in steadfast love." Now, for some of you, that phrase is etched into your worship spirit. And so if you are able, will you quote the prophet Joel with me? "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and abounding in steadfast love." Oh, those are reassuring words. But what if I told you those words were written to a people of Israel who were in a heap of trouble? Things were not going well for them. If they had had a stock market, they would not be looking at a year's worth of disappointing returns. They wouldn't even be looking at a crash. They would be looking at a total collapse of the system. They wouldn't be looking at reduced yields from the fields because of a cold, wet, early fall and winter. They'd be looking at no yield from the field at all because the locusts had come and had swept their fields clean. They would not be writing mission statements for their houses of worship or deliberating how it is that they could use their offerings to support so many wonderful causes. Instead, they would be worshiping other gods and calling down God's wrath on their heads. God was none too pleased with this people of Israel. In spite of all of that, Joel has a message of hope for his people. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. For us, even for me. Those are such important words and truths behind those words that pastors use all the time in so many situations that present themselves to us. Numerous families at Bethel in these past 2 or 3 weeks have suffered great loss in their families. Some of those losses were expected, but even expected loss brings great grief. And when visiting with those families and at the funerals themselves, it is such a privilege to lift up those promises of hope from God. Now, no matter what people bring to a funeral, no matter what you bring here today, it could be anger or grief. It doesn't negate the truth that there is a God abounding in steadfast love for you and for all. A family loses many possessions in a fire. No word from God is going to bring back those possessions. But there is a word that can assure that family that in spite of loss of possessions, there is a God who will walk with you and who will abound in love with and for you. It was only a few days ago that I spoke with a young man who was ending a years-long relationship with his first true love. His family encouraged him to talk with me. He had questions. He was shattered in his spirit. One of his questions was whether or not this relationship thing was worth it because of all the grief it can cause. Now, the prophet Joel is not going to mend a relationship between a young man and a young woman, But the prophet Joel is going to have a way for that young man to continue. He would ask that young man to look toward a gracious God, one who has a future for him, a future with hope. That today's bad news will be a little bit better tomorrow, and a little bit better even the day after that. Now, I suspect almost everybody here, maybe everybody, has had days in which you wanted to hear a word of God's grace and abounding love. Maybe you have found yourselves in the figurative swarm of locusts, so black that you cannot see a way forward. Joel would tell you that there is a path forward. Even more, Joel would say, God is going to pour that grace upon all flesh, on sons and daughters, on young and old, on slaves and servants. Everyone will have a measure of God's Spirit. The Apostle Peter quotes this in his sermon on Pentecost Day, a day in which God unleashes his Spirit on the people. Now, in truth, the Spirit has been present from the beginning of time, but on this particular day, God decides that God is going to give his power in a special way to the people, and he's going to do it after. Joel refers to the after, and afterwards I will pour out that Spirit. So if that's the after, what's the before? Well, the before is what we are tending to in this very day, in this season. We are in a season of Advent. Many things yet happen to bring us to the it that happened a long time ago, including our gospel lesson for today, in which a son is miraculously born. God uses many kinds of messengers to bring his word to people. It could be prophets, it could be angels, it could be people born miraculously, not just Jesus, but even one named John, one who we are told would be born to an old man and an old woman. We've heard that one in the Bible before. But in this case, the prophet would cry out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord." And this message would be for all people. It would be for the sons and daughters. It would be for the young and old. It would be for servants and free, for all people. We live in a day in which we want to segment people. And essentially, it always comes down to us and them. Either you're a part of us or you're a part of them. I talked to a pastor this last week who was considering giving up Facebook because of all the harsh things that he sees being said on all sides of every issue, particularly political issues. If you're not with me, you are against me. The Wall Street Journal carried an article this week about some male executives who are choosing not to meet alone with any female in this Me Too era. Now, I suppose that eliminates some problems, but many females would say that denies them then an avenue of advancement. It's us versus them. We live in a day in which a good part of our country wants to separate us as Americans from all the rest of the world. But would that make us Native Americans or Americans descended from an immigrant group? And then we have our current immigrants. Are they legal or illegal? And then we have refugees who are seeking sanctuary among us. We're always drawing lines between us and them. Maybe those lines are appropriate in some places, maybe there aren't. And there are even times in which we will draw lines between us good church people and all those others, the them. Here's what Joel prophesies. Joel says that God is going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. young and old, slave and free, male and female, sons and daughters. Here is the good news. You are a part of that all flesh. You may not feel like it today. You may be under some kind of grief in which this seems like a very dark day to you. Or this may be a day of great delight. So many of you commented on the sunshine as you came through the door. No matter what you are feeling on the inside, it will never negate the truth that what we have is a God who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. A love that stops at nothing, a love that pours out God's Spirit, a love that finds itself in Jesus Christ. Amen.